Yo, 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 thanks for calling. Spade Radio, you in the building. Who's there?
It's Ray from Make Your Non Clothing.
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fam?
Good, good, man. So, we have Ray G, of which is the current owner of 8 and 9 Clothing. He's going to basically run down, man. Give us the history a little bit of, you know, how you guys started and everything.
It's been a long journey, man. Pleasure to be here. Good to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
You know, we're based out of Miami, you know, kind of an East Coast brand top to bottom. My partner's in New York. We originally started up in Boston, so definitely bringing the East Coast, you know, streetwear thing. We've been going since 2001. And so far, so good, man.
Wow, since 2001. So what's the difference between launching a brand, like, you know, basically the difference between the way you run your brand now and then the way you ran it in 2001?
That's a great question, man. It was actually totally different. You know, we started, even the name 89 kind of comes from the market the way it was back then. Everything was real segmented. Like, you had urban brands, you had surf brands, you had skate brands, but there was no real streetwear market. And streetwear is kind of like a fusion between, you know, everything that happens in the city. Like, you know, you get little actual street aspects with a little bit of skateboarding with more, you know, fashion conscious inspiration. So streetwear as a market didn't even exist back then. So that's how we started, just to come with a brand that would be able to unify these markets, you know, kind of under one name, and, you know, just be universal and appeal to a lot of different people. So everything's different, man, just even the market to the technology. But, you know, we've been fortunate to, you know, just keep growing as everything changes.
Wow, okay. One thing that I definitely did notice about you guys is the way you're taking advantage of the social media. You know, you're kind of in a way operating like your own media company, and then you also have the clothing brand, because I saw on your YouTube channel that you guys have like interviews and stuff like that. So, do you feel that that's important for you to go into that kind of area of like media?
Yeah, super important. We got into it actually in a backwards way, and it kind of goes back to the previous question, you know, from then until now. When we first started back in 2001, I was doing all our production in Pakistan, and that was right before September 11th, and everything went crazy, and we ended up taking a huge loss on that whole initial shipment. So we had to regroup over time. So as we built the brand back up, we were still focusing on, you know, exposing the logo, making sure we were still marketing the product as we kind of gained the resources back to go into another production. So that whole phase took time. So we got into the media and doing lifestyle stuff like events. And, you know, we had, you know, cars we used to put graphics on and put them into the shows, and motorcycle team, just different stuff to kind of show our lifestyle while we were bringing the product back. And then now, you know, those interviews you see, a lot of them are with, you know, people that we partner with. We try to do the interviews to, like, let the fans and the people that buy our clothes know why we work with certain people, because it's all about mutual respect. And the people we do work with, you know, a lot of them are really dope, and you don't necessarily get to see that when you just follow them on, you know, on Twitter, or you happen to know their names. So we try to give like a little bit more insight into what some of these artists and athletes are doing and what their days look like. And that's why, you know, the interview's there. But yeah, definitely a huge overlap for us with the media.
Okay. All right. So, what does 8 and 9 actually mean for the listeners that actually don't know?
I think on the simplest level, it just kind of stands for strength in numbers, which kind of came from that concept of being able to not be limited or labeled by your brand. You know, when you're wearing a certain shirt, you know, if you wear a Sean John shirt, they're going to say, oh, you're urban. Or on the flip side, if you wear an independent trucks T-shirt, then you might be a skater. So 8 and 9 started from that, just kind of strength in numbers, meaning, you know, people that have like minds and, you know, similar work ethics and similar philosophies. So that's where it came from. But technically, you know, the number 8 is infinite, and the number 9 is a lot of different qualities. You know, some say it's infinite knowledge. But it's definitely something that's bigger than just, you know, a regular name like, you know, Fly Clothing, for example.
Okay. All right. Definitely, definitely. I also noticed you got a lot of my people wearing the clothes too, man. You got LEP, Tone Trump. Little Fats. Those are all my peoples, man, definitely. How did you go about getting, like, celebrity endorsements and people actually rocking your clothes and really, you know, representing what you're trying to do?
We're real lucky, man. I mean, we're based in Miami, so we definitely, you know, have a lot of overlap. We've been in the game for a long time, and like I said, just kind of our lifestyle brings some of those people together. And you mentioned Tone Trump, very, very good friend of mine, you know, just super humble dude. And,
yeah.
You know, we just get along. I mean, it's just kind of, for lack of a better term, you know, real recognized real. And I love Tone and, you know, LEP, they're, you know, kind of from the new school crowd. They're, you know, the most relevant to what I grew up on. I think they're just, you know, real cats bringing, a street vibe, but not glorifying it in an ignorant way. So it was awesome to, you know, to get them on board. But it's, you know, again, it's about that lifestyle. And, you know, in this industry, it's really small and paths crossed. And, you know, a lot of people respect what we're doing, and we try to work with the people that we respect and just kind of move forward as a family unit as much as possible.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, that's definitely a good look, having those representing the brand, man. I definitely hear a lot from the different celebrities about your brand and stuff like that. So that shows that you guys is working.
God, appreciate it, man.
So who comes up with the designs for the brand? Do you have a team, or do you personally draw and stuff like that? How does that work?
I don't actually. I think it's kind of important for some of the other people out there that want to start companies or do T-shirts or whatever the case may be. But I didn't start this company to be a designer. I started it to build a brand, and you can kind of see that in all of the different stuff that we do. So I'm not the one sitting there in Photoshop or Illustrator and actually creating these designs. In the creative process, I'm the director, so I kind of come up with the concepts, tell the designers which way to go. I create the color palette for the season, and then they, you know, get in there and, you know, do the best. And I basically just kind of bring that vision out of the talent that we have on our team. So it's creative director is the role that I play in that sense.
Okay. So a lot of people consider your brand like a skate brand, and skating has become, like, just the past couple of years, skating has become an important part of hip-hop. So were you originally considered a skate brand, or is that something that kind of evolved?
I don't even know. I think more people tend to label us, like, as, like, a sneakerhead company, just because so many of our customers buy so many sneakers, and we always have the relevant sneaker colorways. But we're definitely a street brand. I mean, everything we do is kind of inspired by that culture. In the basic form, you know, inspirations from gangster movies and different, you know, references of things that may go on in the streets. But, the skating thing is just something that kind of, my background started in skating before I got into some other things. And I think that comes out in some of the designs and the attitude, but I would say definitely we're more of a street brand. And then the crossover there now, you know, with even guys like Lil Wayne and, you know, coming in after Stevie Williams. So you get these, you know, these spotlights, so to speak, put on the skate street culture. But no, I really feel like we're a street brand, and it's actually it's good to hear that, you know, somebody else saying that we're more of a skate company, because that means our whole process is working. Like, are we skate? Are we sneakerheads? Are we street cats? Like, what are we actually doing? And we're a little bit of everything, so I think that's awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. As far as, like, some of your future goals, like, with you've accomplished so much and you guys have been around for a long time, like, what would be, like, some of the future steps for the brand?
I mean, our biggest thing right now is just, you know, focusing on distribution. We want to expand the distribution, you know, kind of tying back to those celebrities. You know, a lot of the ones we don't have personal relationships with have, you know, purchased the product from the stores that we work with, and we're selective in the retailers that we sell to. But we have some great partners there, like people that, you know, have great locations, really good stores where, you know, quote unquote, important people will shop. So, I mean, that's been huge for us and just instrumental in getting the brand out there. So we want to do more of that, you know, just getting more great retailers on board. And we are primarily an East Coast brand. The 100 stores we sell to, most of them are, you know, east of Chicago. So we want to take that all the way to Cali and then keep expanding internationally. So it's just about growing the distribution and being able to bring this product that we make to as many people as possible, you know, through as many respectable outlets as possible.
Okay. All right. So thinking back to when you actually launched the brand, what was the other brand that kind of motivated you to say, Dak, I want to start, you know, a clothing company? What brand was that? Or what brands?
It's actually a tough question because there weren't so many brands out there back then. But, you know, on the hip-hop side, you have, like, Carl Kanai and Fat Farm, and those guys were super huge. And then on the skate side, you do have brands like Independent that, you know, kind of, you know, were hard goods companies that always inspired us. And I think it was more of, like, a void in the market. There wasn't any brand that really was doing what we lived, which is kind of a diverse, eclectic lifestyle. You know, it was, again, rooted in the city, but it just wasn't there. So the closest parallel at the time was Echo, and I kind of said, you know what, they're really close to what we believe in, you know, just with a diverse hip-hop perspective, but
yeah,
they were lacking, like, the street element. So I think it was, I would say Echo definitely made me realize that there was a lane for us, which is kind of right next to them, but a little bit
uh-huh.
more aggressive. And I think that's really the brand that said, you know what, we can do this on a really big scale. And they're so dope, and Mark is so dope, and it's just a great company, but we're just a little bit more aggressive. We have a little bit more attitude, I think, than their brand does. And that was kind of the company that told me we could do this on a really big level.
Okay. All right, definitely. A lot of the brands that came out at the time when you were launched, a lot of them aren't around today. So I could go down the line of all the different brands that kind of just disappeared. What has kept you guys around, you know, like for so long, and then you continue to change and everything? Like, how did you keep up with the times and everything?
I think, you know, a lot of brands die, but, you know, a lot of rappers die. The game's not meant for everybody, and everybody doesn't have the same dreams and work ethic. And I think, you know, on a parallel plane, there were brands like 10 Deep, which, you know, they're so huge now. And Scott, the owner of 10 Deep, you know, they had a similar vision, and they've, you know, done so well for themselves. I think by just kind of being true to what you believe in. And I think at that time, like early 2000s, there were a lot of brands that were starting to get that idea and flourish. They just hadn't, you know, gotten on the main stage yet.
Uh-huh.
So for us, it's just kind of, you know, not chasing the trends, I think, is what makes you last so long. Like, we didn't put, you know, skulls on the shirt and big wings when everybody was wearing Ed Hardy. We just kept doing us. And I think that's really what will allow us to succeed, by having substance in the graphics and not going into the trend so far that people can date your graphics. You know, when you look at a shirt and say, that was obviously from 2007, it kind of puts you in a position where it makes it difficult to do something else. But we've never chased the dollar that way. We just kind of go with our core beliefs and our concepts and just make more of similar stuff, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Okay. All right. So we have a lot of artists, rappers, and stuff like that listen to our show, and a lot of them are probably would eventually want to start their own clothing line and everything. So when you launched, like, the type of did you use your own capital? Did you take out a loan? Like, when you initially launched your clothing company, the actual investment capital that you got, did you how did you get that?
It still parallels to now. I mean, I bust my ass, for lack of a better term. I mean, I started this brand in college. I was working full time, saving everything I could. I was, you know, doing other things on the side and just stacking everything possible. And that's what I put into this business. And I started with all my own money. We've never taken any investments. You know, back then, money was easy to find. Everybody was trying to throw money at, like, quote unquote, urban brands that could be something big. And we
yeah.
never took any of that. It's just been a process of remaining independent. And honestly, it's not necessarily so much about the vision. It's just more about, you know, doing this on our own and being willing to have, you know, have the balls to put up your own money and flip it and do it all again. So, yeah, I definitely started this with my own money. I've continued to reinvest my own money. And I think, you know, somebody like Dame Dash is somebody that would understand that. You know, he's got so much of his money tied up in his ventures. But that's kind of the mentality that we move forward with, you know, just do it yourself and control your own process and be willing to invest in what you believe in. So for the rappers, I mean, they want to do clothing lines. It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's something you definitely have to be committed to. Like, just because I know a dope producer doesn't mean I could be a rapper.
Exactly. 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 True. So what exactly is a sneakerhead?
Sneakerhead. Nowadays, it's kind of a wavy line of what's going on with sneakerhead. I don't know. But I mean, for us, you know, we are sneakerheads, but I think the pure definition of being a sneakerhead is just knowing what you like and buying it and wearing it with confidence. You know, again, the way the game is now, it's like, you know, these newcomers, they just go out and they try to buy everything they can to sell it on eBay for $20 or $30 more. And that is definitely not a sneakerhead. I mean, buying to resell a product to make a couple bucks is not a sneakerhead. Buying what everybody says is hype is not a sneakerhead. You got to have your own opinion, man. You got to have a diverse collection. Like, if you only have Jordans, or you only have Dunks, or you only have, I don't know, whatever the case, the hottest sneaker may be at the time, you're probably not a sneakerhead, because you got to love sneakers and the craft and the materials, and something's always going to catch your attention, whether it's New Balance or Creative Recreation or, you know, Android, like these different brands that are out there now. If you really love sneakers, you got to love the materials and the process, and you can't just be buying the same thing all the time or buying what everybody else loves. That's definitely not sneakerhead life right there.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So I'm in the store. I see 8 or 9 clothing. I see Rockaware. I see all the different other hip-hop brands. What's going to make me gravitate to that 8 or 9 shirt and cop that instead of copping, like, the 30 other brands that I see in the store?
I mean, for us, like, we are sneakerheads, so we're real savvy with the colorways. You know, a lot of people buy our shirts because, you know, it has a great concept and a good look and something that will match the current sneakers. But we've gained a lot of success, man, of just the ideas and the concept that are behind our shirts. There's always something extra. Like, you'll look at it, it's cool, you might want to buy it just because of the way it looks. But then when you see that little idea or that theme that's in the shirt, that's really what pushes people. I think it's what differentiates us from other brands, is really just the concepts behind it. And it could be something simple, like on the positive side, we have a, you know, shirt that's Back to the Future remix. It's one of our first shirts that says, I am the future. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, basically every DJ and artist that's significant has worn it. But then we have on the other side of it, you have Crime Pays, which is inspired by the Miami Vice logo. We dropped it when the first LeBrons came out, the South Beaches. And I think it's just those ideas, those themes that are within the shirt that makes people really gravitate towards it. They call it memes, like contagious ideas, and we spread a lot of them, man. So I think that's what really makes people pick it up.
Okay, definitely. I definitely see the concepts with the T-shirts and everything, and not a lot of people do that. They kind of just draw a design, and they put it out there, and they say, here, buy it. But I noticed that your a lot of your shirts have concepts to them, and, you know, I like that. That's what's up. I'm definitely going to be copping a lot of those, most definitely.
I appreciate that. I think you know the text to get a package sent out there, so, you know what I mean?
Okay. Definitely, man. So, where can the people actually go and purchase 8 or 9 clothing?
We're real straightforward. We try to keep everything consistent. The website is 8and9.com, so it's the number 8, A-N-D, numeral 9.com, 8and9.com. Our Twitter's the same, it's at 8and9. Facebook is /8and9. Instagram is 8and9. So you can always, you know, just follow us. We have discount codes for all the different social networks, and we try to reward the people that, you know, support us and help us grow. But 8and9.com is definitely the number one place, and if you're in a dope store and they don't have any 8 and 9, you got to ask for it. That's a real important part of this process.
Okay. All right. That's what's up, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in. We love the shirts. We're definitely going to, like I said, I'm definitely going to be rocking it everywhere I go. You know, I go to a lot of the parties and stuff like that. And, you know, and a lot of my peoples are already wearing it. You know, like I said, you know, Tone Trump and Lil Fats and all these people. So, I'm definitely going to be copping the stuff, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in, though.
I appreciate you guys, man. It's always good to have a great dialogue and some time to share the ideas.
Most definitely, man. So, if you would like to give the it's 8and9.com, the number 8and9.com, and you can go up there and you can get the T-shirts. You can see, you know, you can see everything. And you guys have footwear also?
No, we don't actually at the moment. We just, right now we're focusing on the tees and the sweatshirts and, you know, the accessories and We'll be expanding into denim sooner than later, but now we're not focusing too much on the footwear right now.
Oh, okay. Because I went on the website. I think I saw some sneakers, but all right, I guess.
You might have saw some of the customs that we've been working on. We definitely have those in the stash, but you know, it's not something that we're putting too much time into these days. You know, just focusing more on the line and trying to make sure we give the people exactly what they want nowadays.
Okay. Definitely, but we're definitely feeling it, man. We definitely appreciate you calling in. And anytime you're launching some new tees or you're launching some new styles, you can definitely call up and speak to the people and let them know what you guys got going on. All right.
I definitely appreciate it, man. And we look forward to speaking to you again, man.
Definitely. Have a good one.
My G.
All right. Yes, that was Ray G. From 8 and 9 Clothing. Again, you can go to the number 8and9.com and pick up a lot of the clothes that they have there. They have T-shirts and stuff like that, and, you know, with great concept designs. But, again, we're going to get into a little bit of music right now. My boy Jackie Chain, check it out.
You got it. me like money. He in my business. He in my business. You so funny. Pull a sleep. He count sheep. Count 10 a week. These niggas eat. I'm in too deep. I'm in too steep. In a freak. I play the chips. My whip so clean. Look at me. Yeah, the bitch. She call me pappy. He paper snappy. He puss happy. Big blunt in my voice raspy. So sassy. So nasty. Dumb classy. So trash. Sorry, baby. You gotta pass me. They say all I rap about is money. Cars, clothes, model, hoes, good ass throw. Bottles of the mo, pippin' on hoes. Take them down, Jones, watch you looking at slow. Oh my god, and that's all I know. That's me like, nigga, yeah, that be go. Go, 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 go. I mean my flow like damn. Hold up.
Pineapple, we pull up.
Dough up and I show up. They say Joe gon' blow up. I put the house on me. Baby, why you playing with me? Don't put that mouth on it, huh?
They say all we rap about is money and these bitches. Money and these bitches. Money and these bitches. They say all we rap about is money.
Yeah, yeah, you're listening to spateradio.com. I just wanted to thank Ray G, owner of 8 and 9 Clothing, 8and9.com, for calling in and basically telling us how he started the brand, how he started the company, and how he expanded. He actually launched the company like around 2001. And for a clothing brand to be around that long, he's definitely doing something right. So shout to Ray G, shout to 8 and 9 Clothing, and everybody that's rocking it. Shout to my boy Tone Trump. Shout to, you know, LEP, Bogus Boys, what's good? And thanks, Ray G, for calling in, man. So we're out, man, till next Wednesday. Peace.
They say all we rap about is money and these bitches. Money and these bitches.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.